Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows. Namaskar. Welcome to a very interesting and important editorial today. Arun Goel, the election commissioner, resigned. Let's talk about that. Let's understand why he possibly resigned. Let's get right into the show. You see, Arun Goel, the election commissioner, resigning is... Like I tweeted yesterday, it's not just surprising, it is very suspicious. And why do I say suspicious? I say suspicious is because the events just don't add up. The events just don't add up. Now let me start from the beginning and then you decide, as always. Now what happens is the government passes a bill. Introduces a bill which becomes an act, and that bill says that the Prime Minister of India, along with one Union Cabinet Minister, who incidentally is the Law Minister, and the Leader of the Opposition, this trio will appoint the Election Commission. Election Commission includes Chief Election Commissioner and two Election Commissioners, so three people. Now, the whole world and its mother said, "Ye kya hai? What is wrong with you? Prime Minister and Union Minister, they are one. What value then is the opposition leader going to get to table? Because whatever the opposition leader will say, you will rule over and say 2-1, finish. Opposition leader over, his views gone to the dustbin." You see, the court, the judiciary, had suggested that even the Chief Justice should be part of the decision-making process. Now, a lot of people, including me, let me tell you, yours truly also said that, listen, judiciary aane se, everything becomes clean, everything becomes perfect, everything becomes absolutely squeaky clean and transparent and all, iska koi necessary nahi hai. It's not necessary that it should happen because this same judiciary opposition leader and the Prime Minister appoints the CBI director. What happens? Is the CBI director absolutely impartial? Is the CBI absolutely impartial? Those questions we had asked. But that being said, at least there was a four corner, which is opposition leader, the judiciary, the Prime Minister. And even if the Prime Minister had included one more minister into the panel, at least there would be 2-2. At least there could be a stalemate. In this case, no stalemate. Prime Minister decides, the government decides. Why Prime Minister? The government decides, ye aadmi ko Chief Election Commissioner banana hai. That man is the Chief Election Commissioner. TK. Now, why would the government want to decide which man becomes the Chief Minister, the Chief Election Commissioner or the Election Commissioner? You see, the government would want to decide because finally, everything is decided by the Election Commissioner. Everything. The date, the faces in which the election happens, who is saying right, who is saying wrong, is Rahul Gandhi, whatever he says is all illegal, and what possibly the current dispensation says is all legal. All this is decided by the Election Commission. If there is a fight, who gets the symbol, who doesn't get the symbol? Election Commission. So Election Commission is the karta dharta of elections in India, is the boss of elections in India. Now, for a powerful ruling dispensation, wouldn't it be very nice if the Election Commission is their person? Wouldn't it be very nice? Therefore, I'm not saying that that is what happened, but I'm asking you, wouldn't it be very nice for the government to have the Election Commission, who is somebody who reports to them? Theek hai, chalo. Now, this is One question that a lot of opposition also raised in the parliament. Okay, chalo. So this is what the election commission is. This is how election commission is chosen. Now, there was this gentleman called Arun Goel. The election commissioner who resigned. Okay, na? Let's talk about him. And why I say that this entire resignation business, no, sounds a little suspicious. I'll tell you what I mean by that. You see, Arun Goel was working as secretary of the Department of Heavy Industries before he retired under the voluntary retire scheme VRS on November 18th. 18 November ko he resigned. Resigned mane he took retirement, voluntary retirement under VRS scheme. One fine day. It is said that even the minister Mahendranath Pandey was not aware that his secretary was just taking voluntary retirement and going and saying tata bye bye and going. Okay, so he just left. He took voluntary retirement. Acha, now what happens is more surprising. On the 19th, that is the very next day, Arun Goel was appointed as the election commissioner. So, from heavy industries, he takes voluntary retirement 18th. Next day morning, he gets in as chief election commissioner. This did not only surprise us, but this surprised even the Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court asked the center to produce original files related to the sections, because they too were surprised as to how this lightning speed may you appoint an election commissioner. So what does this prove? This proves that Arun Goel was somebody who was handpicked by the center, because the chances for a IAS officer, if I am not mistaken, he is the IAS officer of 1985 batch. An IAS officer of 1985 batch, which means a very seasoned bureaucrat, for a seasoned bureaucrat to all of a sudden one fine day saying that, okay, I want to take voluntary retirement and I am going to go, I am going Tata from today, and without even informing, without even the minister knowing about it, takes voluntary retirement, next day morning sits as election commissioner. It is not that easy, no? It can't be coincidence, right? So there could have been some planning. If there is a planning and that is how he has sat there, which means that the people in power, people who can make him sit there, is aware of this or wanted him to be sitting there, which means that the center wants him to be sitting there. This much I can conclude. Theek hai, let me go to the next step. Now, he was the election commissioner. He was working peacefully. One never heard any conflict except for some conflict with his boss, the chief election commissioner. Except for one or two squabbles here, one didn't hear much. I will talk about the squabbles also. I'll come to that. But one didn't hear much about him having any problem, especially with the government who wanted him there. Or the top people in the current dispensation, current government who wanted him there. There were no squabbles, there were no problems. At least not in public. Chalo. Now, why does his resignation surprise more? Because, you see, even if he had squabbles with Mr. Rajiv Kumar, that is the chief election commissioner, you see, 2025, February, he would have been promoted as chief election commissioner. He had all the qualification to get promoted as chief election commissioner. And mind you, there was no second chief election commissioner. I told you, no, there's one chief election commissioner and then two election commissioners. There was only one election chief election commissioner and one election commissioner. The second election commissioner is, the position is lying vacant. So by all possible means, Mr. Goel would have been the next chief election commissioner in a matter of another 1 year. A person, to the best of my knowledge, having dealt with zillions of bureaucrats, IAS officers, throughout my career, I have not seen an IAS officer throw away everything just because he was cutty with his boss. I say, sir, I have not seen. Unless and until there's a major issue, unless and until some major problem, unless and until some major thing, and the officer knows that this is going to haunt him for the rest of his career and all, tab jaake koi resignation hota hai. Just because he knows the boss is there for another 12 months. But 12 months, why would somebody want to resign? Why would somebody want to resign? 85 batch officer. You see the career that Mr. Goel had. So why would he want to resign? This is the question I ask. These are things why I said that it all looks suspicious. Now, when I am saying suspicious, I mean it is beyond surprise is what I would say. Let me also clarify that term. See, the point is that a lot of people say a lot of things. Now, there is one news that came through which says that, listen, he had a problem with the CEC when it came to the way West Bengal was handled, the way things happened in West Bengal, and the way the decisions were taken in West Bengal, possibly against Mamata Banerjee or whatever. Hindustan Times, in fact, has a full-fledged article where they say that, listen, you know what? Nahin, aisa nahin hai. This is not the case. Hindustan Times says that the key point of difference was over the poll body's February 17th, 2023 order on the allocation of Shiv Sena's party name and poll symbol to Eknath Shinde faction on the basis of legislative majority, four officials told HT. Four officials told this to HT. Yes, major problem, Hindustan Times, they say that major problem that officials told is that this was regarding that Eknath Shinde and Uddhav Thackeray problem, where, you know, the symbol was given into Eknath Shinde, which possibly Mr. Goel was not very happy about. Somehow, I am not convinced for the simple reason that logic, dekho, the person who was appointed, a person who was handpicked from heavy industries, appointed as election commissioner, was not happy with a decision that possibly went in favor of the same people who appointed him. Does that sound right? The fact remains that he put up his resignation, and the very next day the resignation was even accepted by the President of India. That too is kind of very strange. So the fact remains that there has to be something larger to this. There has to be something where there has been some kind of a difference of opinion with the government who appointed him. This is what I presume. Then the reason why I presume this is because it is only the government that Mr. Goel have to stay for next 3 years. It is only the government of India, because finally the CEC who he claims to have problems with will go in next 12 months. Not even 12 months actually, 11 months. He will go. He has to deal with the government of India. So if he has a problem with the government of India, then Baba, yes, then he will resign. So I would assume that this resignation is because there was some kind of a conflict between him and the government of India. Now, could that be because of Uddhav Thackeray? Possible. But why? Why so much so because of Uddhav Thackeray? And if it was, why wasn't that ever aired? Why wasn't there a voice of dissent? Why wasn't there like what Mr. Lavasa did? Why wasn't there a note of dissent? There was no note of dissent in this case. It was all done through straight. If there was a problem with West Bengal, why was there no vote of dissent or note of dissent where he said that, Baba, I don't agree to this, or I do agree to this. He has all the right to. Why wasn't there a note of dissent? So that is the point that I wanted to raise through this. Now what happens next? What happens next is there is one CEC, Chief Election Commissioner. Now under him, two election commissioners have to be appointed. For all practical reasons, it will be done by the Prime Minister and the government. The Prime Minister will finally decide with one union minister as to this person will be appointed. Mr. Kharge, Mallikarjun Kharge has all the right to oppose, but his opposition till such time that the union minister doesn't oppose to the Prime Minister's decision, or the Prime Minister doesn't oppose to the union minister's decision, which is as good as now not going to happen. It will be the Prime Minister who will decide the next election commission. I just want to take you through one small point before I conclude my show, is where I want to read a small paragraph to you, where this is from a letter. And then I'll tell you the who wrote the letter and to whom the letter was written and all later on. I will just read a small paragraph to you. The paragraph says, the present system whereby members of the election commissions are appointed by the president solely on the advice of Prime Minister does not evoke confidence amongst the people. K. keeping these important decisions as an exclusive preserve for the ruling party renders the selection process vulnerable to manipulations and partisans. Indeed, the credibility of the system was severely dented when a dubious appointment of a crucial office of CEC was made a few years ago. The time has therefore come to reform the selection process of the EC and other constitutional bodies, as has indeed been done in the case of the CVC at CIC. You know, this letter was written by Sri L.K. Advani when he was a member of parliament, and he had written this letter to Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, wherein he said that, listen, you know what, ye election commission ka jo chunav hai na, you know, the way you are going to choose election chief election commissioners and election commissioner, this cannot be a prime minister's decision. This cannot be the ruling party's decision, because it will sound partisan, man. How can you allow that to happen? The entire process will lose credibility and confidence of the people. He said, listen, there has to be a process put into place, like you are doing CVC, like you are doing CIC, wherein you had opposition leader, you have the prime minister, and you have the chief justice of India involved. He says that's the way it has to be done. And otherwise, you know, people will not have confidence, and that's precisely what's happened, and that's precisely what's going to happen in the next couple of days. You will very soon have a chief election commissioner and an election commissioner. You already have a chief election commissioner and two new election commissioners selected by the union minister and the prime minister, with the opposition leader agrees. If he agrees, if he doesn't agree also, not make much of a difference. This is the point I wanted to make. One more 3 minutes story before I end my show. Now, on the electoral bonds, the Chief Justice of India and the Supreme Court has ordered SBI to share the information with the court by the 12th of March. No extension, they said, will be granted. So the extension given to SBI technically was from 6th of March, which they were supposed to the 12th of March. This is what the extension was given. And while arguing this case, the SBI's lawyer, Mr. Harish Salve, he said, you see, the problem with the challenge that they faced, the bank faced, was in reconciling donors' detail and redemption details, which were stored in separate information silos, he said. He asked and said that we need a little more time to comply with your lordship's order. This is what he said. To which Justice Chandrachud said, listen, what you are asking is that there are two different information silos, and rematching them would require significant effort. If you see the direction we issued, we did not ask you to do this matching exercise. We have simply directed plain disclosure. The grounds on which you seek additional time do not accord at all with the direction we issued. This was a very, very apt answer. What he said is, hum bola tha ke I want it in this format or that format. Did the court say? The court asked you to give all information that you have. Disclose all information that you have. This is what the court asked SBI. We didn't say that put it in this format and this design and that design. We didn't ask. We said simply de do. So what is the problem? You have it in different silos, two silos. If it is in two silos, give it in two silos. We'll figure out. This is what has been told to SBI. Now SBI will have to disclose by the 12th of March. If they don't, then it will be a contempt of court, and they will have to face those charges. Now, the fact is, also, like I told you before. Now let us see in what format will SBI present to the court, and the format that SBI present to the court, how can that be deciphered so that common people like you and me can actually see it, understand what the data is, who paid what, who are the donors, how much money was paid to what party, whether we can decipher that, whether we can understand that, or will the entire data be jumbled and something that nobody will be able to understand. This is something will be very interesting for us to note. Let's wait till 12th of March to find that out. And I'll be back with you on 12th of March on this particular issue. And of course, with my next editorial tomorrow at 10 p.m. Till then, Namaskar.
Stay ahead with our Cutting Edge News app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News podcasts are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the house of HW News podcast. We are sure you will love it too.